This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, the Colorado Springs Police Department is investigating a store at the Citadel Mall for potential money laundering. KRDO's Tyler Cunningham has more from the mall.
Those investigators just wrapped up about 45 minutes ago. They were taking those boxes of evidence from this employee entrance here to a U-Haul that pulled away, like I said, not just too long ago, filled with items they believe were stolen retail products from other stores, from the Heroes and Legends storefront here within the Citadel Mall. And they believe the owner of that business was doing the same illegal activity at the Chapel Hills Mall. The multi-agency investigation began in late 2022, and it culminated with Colorado Springs Police's retail pawn and metal theft unit coming in and taking dozens of boxes of what looked like toys from the Legends and Heroes store in the Citadel Mall. They carried out a similar search of that same business owner's store in the Chapel Hills Mall today as well. This morning, Springs PD and the El Paso County Sheriffs went to a home in the Lorson Ranch area. They tell KRDO 13 that they had two similar warrants at two other homes this morning as well, which led to one person being taken into custody in connection with the reselling of stolen products. It's a trend that CSPD says has prompted them to take more action. Now, those charges have not yet been determined for that person in custody, but police say it could range from money laundering to tax evasion.
That was KRDO's Tyler Cunningham at the Citadel Mall. The suspect accused of shooting and killing two people in a UCCS dorm room is now facing additional charges stemming from an alleged assault of a peace officer while in jail. The suspect, Nicholas Jordan, will be in court on March 27th, according to the El Paso County court docket. That is tomorrow. Court documents show that Jordan is accused of assaulting an El Paso County Sheriff's Office deputy back on March 20th. Jordan is in custody following a deadly shooting on February 16th, where he allegedly shot and killed his roommate Samuel Knopp and Celie Rain Montgomery, who was in Knopp's dorm room. No injuries are reported after burglars crashed through a Colorado Springs storefront and raided the place. The scene unfolded this morning at Smoke Tokes on East Pikes Peak in South Academy. Police say the suspects took off with tons of loot. There's no word yet if they were caught. An investigation is ongoing. A dozen small businesses in Colorado Springs are getting a big boost. One of them is the Lighthouse Child Care Center on the southeast side of town. Owner Jackie Lujan says she needs more money to expand services in an area known as a child care desert.
That was one of the main reasons why I knew that I wanted to step up and be able to get in this industry, because I knew that it was going to be solving an issue for our community.
The Lighthouse Child Care Center plans to buy minivans to take kids to and from after-school programs, while the Icons Nightclub will use the money to get back on their feet after a downtown fire. Other recipients include Felipe's 109, Luxe Daiquiri Lounge, and Bosky Studio. The grants are awarded to businesses that hold cultural significance in communities. Colorado Springs is starting to adjust council districts. The redistricting process happens every 4 years. The city clerk says this is critical to ensure all residents have equal voice in their local government. She's required to set the 6 council district boundaries so districts remain comparable in population as the city continues to grow. The public will get a chance to weigh in on district maps with the first report due in October. And finally, former President Donald Trump is teaming up with country music star Lee Greenwood to sell Bibles. Today, the former president shared a video on social media saying religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country. The God Bless the USA Bible is a $60 in cost on Trump's website. The news comes as Trump has just a few days to put up $175 million for an appeal bond that will stop New York from enforcing a $454 million fraud judgment against him.
but a few flurries are developing north of Colorado Springs as well as west of I-25 up through parts of Teller County. Very light accumulations through about 6 o'clock this evening, less than about a half of an inch. It could lightly coat the roads in those higher terrain areas after sunset. Most of the activity tapers off pretty early this evening. We'll be partly clear overnight tonight. Overnight lows in the teens and 20s. Highs back in the 40s. Partly sunny on Wednesday. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.